This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukraine's special forces said on Monday they had killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea. The Russian Defense Ministry did not respond to Reuters news agency when asked if it was true. His name is Viktor Sokolov. He is commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers. Ukraine says he and 33 other officers were killed in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. If true, it would be a significant event. South Korea will stage its first large-scale military parade in a decade on Tuesday, with weapons ranging from ballistic missiles to attack helicopters rolling through Seoul in a show of force as it takes a tougher stance against North Korea. The parade marks the country's Armed Forces Day, normally a muted event relative to the massive events the North has staged under leader Kim Jong-un. The full-day event in Seoul will feature thousands of troops and South Korea's homegrown tanks, self-propelled artillery, as well as attack aircraft and drones. The United States established diplomatic relations with Cook Islands and Niue, two Pacific Island nations, on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed agreements with prime ministers from both nations. President Joe Biden recognized the independence of the Cook Islands and Niue earlier in the day. Burkina Faso's military junta on Monday suspended the French news magazine Jeunique Afrique for publishing untruthful articles, what they say are untruthful articles,